disciples, "Let us cross to the other side." Leaving the crowd, they took Jesus with them in the boat just as he was, and the other boats were with him. A violent squall came up, and the waves were breaking over the boat so that it was already filling up. Jesus was in the stern, asleep on a cushion. They woke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up, rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, "Quiet, be still." The wind ceased, and there was great calm. Then he asked them, "Why are you terrified? Do you not yet have faith?" They were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this whom even the wind and the sea obey?" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Because storms are part of our lives. Storms are part of our lives. We go through sunny days, but storms can come anytime. It may come just like an afternoon shower, or it could be a hurricane. His life was completely turned upside down. He lost everything. He was in the middle of a storm, but God speaks to Job out of the storm. He was not speaking up from the sky. God speaking to Job out of the storm. The Gospel, Mark takes us from Jesus teaching the crowd, teaching the apostles to a transition today. We will be listening to many of the mighty deeds of Jesus. So today is the beginning of a series of mighty deeds of Jesus. So we are told on that day when the evening grew on, layers and layers of meaning in that passage we listened, we heard proclaimed to us by being intended for us. Layers and layers of meaning. When the evening drew on, why evening drew on? What happens in the evening? In the morning, we are all fresh, no? We are over. A new day begins. We are excited. What happens in the afternoon, evening? We get tired. We all get tired. So people get tired, the apostles were tired, Jesus was tired, and then Jesus says, "Let us go out across the other side. Let us go out across the other side." And we were in a small boat. And we heard what happened. The violence of the storm. The seasoned fishermen, they were really panicking. Some of them started throwing up. You know? And this was a kind of a time. They were sure that this boat is going to flip down. And what did they do? what Jesus was doing. He is sleeping. He is, but he is in the stair. He is in the driving seat in the bike, in the calmest place. He is sitting there and he is having sleeping. They have to wake him up. Their question, don't you care about us? And Jesus questioned my, don't you have a faith? So today, we need to listen to from Jesus that same question, don't you have faith? This passage was so powerful for those who read the passage first time. From Mark, the early community for which Mark was reminding this story, they were both rounded up, imprisoned, and being executed. The mark of Peter is going down. So that was the relevance of that. That story at that time to be recounted, that this is a transition, it is crossing over to the other side for them. And Jesus is there with them in that storm of their lives, being grounded, being imprisoned, being executed. That was their story. And the people could ask, Lord, where are you? Where are you? Don't you care? So today we need to remind ourselves about the importance of this story for us. We need to ask the two questions. What are the ways we have to go up the other side? Where Jesus is inviting, come with me, let's go to the other side. We all have to kind of transition as we happen. When we start failing to sleep, waking up at 2 o'clock and worry about things, that is the time for us to go to the other side. When the surgery doesn't work, when the shelter bounces, when relationship fails and sleepless nights takes over, it is a time for us to go with Jesus to the other side, from where we are to the other side. Eventually, we all have to cross over to the other side, to eternity, from this side to the other side. So where is our faith? So what type of a storm in this question, a question. What type of a storm in our personal life today? Where our worries, where our anxieties, where we are worried, where we are crying out, Jesus, where are you? Where are you? And what is Jesus as well as your faith? Today, our opening prayer, Lord, set us firm in the foundation of that your love. That is the blessing we received. Our faith begins from this realization of who we are. We are not just nobodies of this world. We did not just grow up somewhere. We exist in God's heart. God is the one who created us out of his love. That love is there all the time. It never turns off. God never turns off his love. That is the beginning of our faith. Don't you have faith? Our faith reminds us that we are loved by God because we exist, because we breathe this morning. God loved us. God loved us by blessing us with life. God loved us by blessing us to grow up in a family God chose for us. God blessed us with a unique gift, which no one else will give. Every one of us has a unique Lazarus and life is short. Life is short. If he can go up to 91st, that's all. But if he can exist for a minute, two, it is forever, a transition. We cross all to the other side. That is where our life has to be. So that's our faith. That is where we receive this great gift of faith that makes us to be here this morning. And then this morning, we are also participating in the greatest gift of the love. Jesus, God sending his own Son to redeem us. Just like the Israelites, when they needed to move from Egypt to out of slavery to the freedom, they had to cross over the Red Sea. They thought it is impossible. But God provided them a way out. When they wandered 40 years in the desert, carrying the Ark of the Covenant, and then they had to cross over to the promised land by crossing the River Jordan with the Ark of the Covenant. They thought it's impossible to cross Jordan River carrying the Ark of the Covenant. But God provided. God, who sent his own Son, he promised that he is with us. He is with us in our good times and in our bad, in sickness and in health, in the storms and in our calmness. That is a promise. We repeat that promise to one another. God's promise, I'll be with you in good times, in bad, in sickness and in health, in the storms and in the calmness. And we, as a sign of that greater mystery, we are going to participate just now in the altar. The one who died on the cross, who showed us how much he can love us by pouring out his blood and water from his side. We participate now in that precious blood. In the gift of that bread broken for us, we share the brokenness of our own life, our humanity. We are all broken one way or another because of our sinfulness. In our brokenness, Jesus joins us today. And our prayer today is that psalm we prayed. He parted up the seas, the storms, into gentle breeze. He parted up the storms into gentle breeze. His love is forever. So we give thanks to God. We give thanks to God. And we build up our faith. Joining Jesus, reminding that he is in the stand all the time. And if we can pass through the storms, he can hush up the storms of our life, the fears that come out of our daily life, the fears, the anxieties, the worries, the storms. We don't need to go into a boat, we need to go in the Sea of Galilee to experience that storm. Storm is with us. Every day it can come. Anytime. Just like the afternoon shower, just like a hurricane. Sometimes so powerful, overwhelming. Almost every day, the Lord is like your disciples. Asking the simple question, where are you? And the answer comes, where are you? May the Lord's love remain with you.